We'd like to welcome in now the founder of Collectible Exchange and one of the authorities on sports memorabilia and collectibles, and that is Brandon Steiner. And we've partnered with Collectible Exchange. If you go to their website, you enter the promo code RADIO20, you can get 20% off your order now until Father's Day. And I promise if you look at the website, you will not be disappointed in the slightest. Brandon, welcome to the show. And one of the cool things that I love about Collectible Exchange, and it's kind of there in the title, but you really got to look into the website a little bit. It's not just another shopping website where you go on, you look at what looks good, you click it, you buy it, and if you're listening before Father's Day, you add Radio 20 and you can get 20% off of that order. But what's cool is that this is a platform and people can sell their items and give them to you to sell on their platform. Is that right?
It is right. I mean, it's definitely a place where you can buy and sell, but also you can, a lot of people struggle with, they have some stuff that they don't know what it's worth. You can email in a picture of what you have, and we give you some guidance to what the value is, what you have, and then also how to get it authenticated, and also how to sell it, when to sell it, what it should sell for. So it's a good, you know, we try to give collectors and even fans out there, with, you may not even be a collector, but your dad may have left some stuff for you, or you had some stuff when you were a kid, and I'm really trying to make it easy for you so that you can maximize the opportunity of something that maybe has been left or something you have, and you don't do the wrong thing, but you do something smart with it. And sometimes even keeping it, and we'll help you frame it, we'll help you do something with it so you can enjoy it.
And you mentioned people can reach out to Collectible Exchange, and if they've got questions about what they've got, and we actually have a caller, Brandon, who would like to ask you a question about something in their collection. And this is Chris out in the East Bay here in the Bay Area. Chris, what's your question for Brandon?
Hey, yeah, so I have a signed baseball from a Giants spring training a few years ago. I want to say it was Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner, and maybe Hunter Pence that signed it. And, yeah, I was thinking about selling it, but I don't have it authenticated or anything, so I was just wondering where do I kind of start with that process?
Well, that's a good process. Those are good names to have that ball signed by. I'll give you my email address on the air. You can email it. There's a special email address I do for just people have questions. BrandonSteiner1981@gmail.com. In any case, you could email me and I'll explain where to send that ball. That's a ball that's probably worth authenticating. So it wouldn't be that expensive to authenticate it. This way you have it and still a cool ball. And also, it's a cool ball to have. You may want to just put that in a nice case, enjoy your favorite moments at spring training.
All right, Chris, you got any other questions, or is that it?
Nice ball, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess my only other question is, if I were to sell that, how much do you think that would be worth?
I think it's probably about $150 ball. Depends if the Posey autograph is on the sweet spot. He's the more valuable name on there. People love him. But all three names are pretty good names, but, you know, Posey's the big one. And those are years when you guys were good. Maybe you'll be good again soon as far as the Giants, but that's a good year for them. You know, Giant fans are incredible, have an incredible collector base. That's the good news, is that people love collectibles in that part of the country. They love that team, and collectibles sell really well and do really well in that part of the country.
All right, Chris out in Oakland, in the Bay Area. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Love answering the questions. There's so many people have so many different things, from ticket stubs to photos, all kinds of cards and stuff, especially the trading cards. So always happy to help them analyze it. And we have a whole staff of people at Collectible Exchange to analyze those things and help you through them.
Which is very cool. We're speaking with Brandon Steiner of Collectible Exchange. He's pretty much one of the world's foremost authorities on sports memorabilia and collectibles. And Brandon, we've had you on the network a few different times, and I don't know if any of our other hosts have actually ever asked you this question, but to me, I can kind of pinpoint for me when I got into collecting autographs and memorabilia and stuff. I think it was 1998, and I was with my dad at Candlestick Park, and it's long not worth anything, but I got Leon Hernandez to sign my ticket as a kid before the game, which was very cool for me. So for you, for somebody who's been doing it so long and doing it so well, do you still remember kind of the moment that got your love of autographs and collectibles sparked?
Well, I think so. I mean, first of all, I saved everything. Ticket stubs. I was one of those kids that sat in the ballpark, kept score, everything. But, you know, I was one day my mom had given me $5 to go to the game with the older boys. And for some reason, we bought these expensive tickets at the time. They were $4. My mother killed us for spending $4 on a ticket, because usually we sat all the way out in the atmosphere for $1.50, and that was a lot. But in any case, we were sitting on the on-deck circle, four rows up, and the first autograph I got was Roy Wayne and Joe Pepitone. I couldn't believe it. I actually met an actual player, got an autograph, and just really a very profound moment, that excitement. And I always remember that, even though I was only about 11 years old. I always try to maintain that 11-year-old mindset as I'm building the businesses that I do, because that 11-year-old mindset is, it's amazing. So it carries forward. And I think the whole collecting thing should be just about, you know, memories. Memorabilia is just about memories that matter. And that's one of my favorites. It was one of the first games I sat in a good seat, got to meet a player. And I think that's meaningful to young kids and meaningful to fans. That's my goal as a fan. And as a business owner, to get to my customers and fans closer to the game. And that's what I think collecting is all about. Get fans and get customers closer to the game.
I love that. And, you know, we talk about the nostalgia factor that can come into play when you're collecting. You mentioned your memory. I have my memory. And a lot of people over the course of the pandemic over the last 3 years have really, we've seen a huge boom in not just the trading card market, but also the collectibles market. And I think it's a lot of people really connecting with their childhood. And for you, you talk about how important it is. What are some of the things that, you know, you've, or the feedback that you've heard from people when they get their order and they say, "Hey, Brandon, thank you so much. My dad, this was his favorite player, and it's for his birthday." What are some of the feedback you've gotten from fans in terms of really connecting them with some cherished memories?
Well, I think the most important thing is the wow. You know, somebody calls up and they open up the box that we've sent them, and it's wow. But also, you know, I tell people all the time, protect what you collect. You know, just throw it in the draw, protect it. The condition of your collectible really matters, so it's really important that you protect what you collect. It's really important that you, especially with trading cards now, people are so anal about the corners and how things, the condition of your collectible. And then when you're trying to get autographs, make sure you use the right markers. You can go to my website or email me. I'll give you all the exact pens to use, depending on the item you want to get signed as well.
And I'll just throw this piggybacking off what Brandon just said. Definitely go to the website. Definitely email him, because that was a hard lesson that I learned as I was growing up. Pens matter, folks, and I cannot stress that.
Exactly.
Cannot stress that enough. Brandon, you know, you were so successful with Steiner Sports, and that was a traditional, here's a website, here's some stuff we've got. We've got some signings, you can send stuff in. And now with Collectible Exchange, what was the inspiration for you to kind of put this together and do something that's kind of never been done before, where people can send in their stuff, they can get appraisals, you sell stuff directly to them, you can still do signings, and you've also linked up athletes and their personal collections with the fans themselves. So what was the inspiration behind putting Collectible Exchange together and doing so many firsts for the industry with one website?
I think it was just simple. A lot of people had a lot of stuff, they didn't know what to do with it, and I want to help them find a place where it's safe, where the stuff's authentic, and also gives people that are collectors an opportunity to get really rare stuff that they wouldn't see in the traditional sites. You know, I urge people like to send in their items and what they have, and I'm happy to answer what they have and what it's worth and what to do with it. But the inspiration is simple, and I've put out a lot of collectibles over the years and seen a lot of stuff come and go. But there are a lot of people sitting with stuff that they want to move. There's a lot of people looking for odd stuff, and there are people that stuff sitting in people's houses they don't know what to do with, so you got to make the match. And so far, so good. I think we have over 100,000 things on Collectible Exchange. And, you know, it's just, there's some incredible collectors around the world and country that you would never see. And then now they can put that stuff up on the site. It's really easy. So loving that, although I think I'm a great collector and I've created a lot of great product lines, but there's nothing like the fan that's fanatical about a particular player or team and some of the things that they've saved and created that are now available. And that's what it's all about, you know, fan.
All right, one last question for you, Brandon.
Sure.
You handle so much of the stuff yourself. What's one of the, just pick one item if you can. What's one of the coolest items that has come across your desk that somebody wanted some help with an appraisal or to get it up on the marketplace to sell?
Well, first of all, Bob Knight collections, you know, all the stuff from Indiana, all the red sweaters that he's going to throw out and end up converting and getting into a lot of Hoosier fans. And then I'd like to think the Don Larson perfect game uniform that I got from Don that I partnered up with him on to sell. Sold for $800,000 and maybe the greatest game ever pitched. That was a real, real blessing to be able to have that uniform and get it to someone else that's a big Yankee fan and make sure Don got that money to send his grandkids to college. It was pretty cool.
It's a bit of a trifecta there, a perfect game, yeah. New York Yankees, and the World Series when it comes to selling something and getting the max value. I think those are three of the biggest things you can factor in there. You heard it from him, over 100,000 items on collectibleexchange.com, and we've teamed up with them. If you use promo code RADIO20, you can get 20% off your order now until Father's Day at collectibleexchange.com. We've been chatting with Brandon Steiner. He gave you out his email, gave you the website. There's no reason if you've got any questions. You heard him, a super friendly guy, ready to answer your questions, or somebody on his team will. Brandon, thanks as always for taking some time and joining us. We appreciate having you on.
Thank you. Have a great day. Appreciate you. Thanks.
You too. Take care.